When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. Dan just got out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shagru, ready to spin the discs. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams. Get them in. 312-981-7200. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Verified Double V running around like a maniac in the newsroom. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is melding hearts elsewhere. So DJ Badass Badish is in the traffic hut, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. So get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We celebrate the world of R&B and funk and fly jams on every Friday morning. So do we have my first, the first one? This one's for my dad. My dad was, we talked in the morning, and my dad was like, hey, I might be sleeping, but can you play Night Shift by the Commodores for me? My dad loves this song, so. One of the few non-Lionel Richie Commodore songs that made it through the roof. It was a very, very big hit for them. Very, very big hit. Sweet song, too. Real good song.
Random fact.
Yeah.
Your dad and my dad met each other yesterday.
Did he go to the Jewels?
Nope. They share... Donna Gonzalo is a lovely woman who cuts both of their hair.
Oh, there it is.
Donna was a neighbor of ours when I was growing up. And
so they met yesterday?
They met yesterday.
Good. My dad getting a haircut? Your dad getting a haircut?
There they were.
The same person cuts their hair?
Donna, yeah.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, they had known that before.
Yeah.
They also share a friend who runs the Broasted Chicken Place on Lawrence. So... You know, their paths have kind of been around each other for a few times.
That's pretty, that was the first time where they met for the first time yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to my dad about that.
That's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And I knew that they both got their hair cut by the same person.
Right.
We knew that.
Right.
But they had never crossed paths. Yes. So their appointments were back to back?
Apparently so. We're close by.
Wow, man. It's the Nick D Show haircut morning for Donna. The fathers of the Nick D Show. That's great. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up. And by the way, if you want to jump in, it's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. We're going to get funky for the rest of the show. News is coming up.
Don't stop and walk on by.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday, Fly Jams Friday underway. Roger, you requested the Dionne Warwick song.
Loved it.
Classic song. Classic. And this is a Fly Jams Friday, and let's see, 765 area code requested this. That song in a long time. That's Dorothy Moore, Misty Blue. I haven't heard that in a while.
Great song.
Yeah. 815 area code wants to hear this.
My heart is pumping, but still I'm running in place. No matter how hard I try to get your
100-Yard Dash. That's a great song. Great song. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to make a request. And here is Fly Jams Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Since Roger DJ Badass Spanish is making another guest appearance this week, and he's the official musicologist of Old Man Music History, Dan and I thought we would replay this music history lesson from a couple of years ago about one of those instrumental songs he chose a few weeks ago. I bet he thinks he knows this song.
It's funny. I almost picked that as one of my three for tonight.
Yeah.
I almost picked the...
Well, because it's the same song you chose 2 weeks ago, but with lyrics.
Oh, right.
So, it's exactly the same song.
I was looking at it. I said, hey, I think I did that already.
Yeah.
Well, you know that song is called Am I the Same Girl?
Mm-hmm.
And by Barbara Acklin. It was recorded in Brunswick Records. They were on the East Coast, and a guy named Carl Davis opened up another studio for them on the south side of Chicago. He was riding in a cab, and he discovered a singing cab driver named Eugene Reckern.
Mm.
Here's one of his songs you'll know.
All right. Yeah, singing cab driver.
Well, Eugene soon became vice president, and he and Barbara were married, and Eugene wrote this song for her, and they recorded it with some studio musicians.
All right.
And,
hey, at the picture show, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Yeah, classic.
So, Roger, do you know how Am I the Same Girl became Soulful Strut?
No, I do not.
Well, Carl Davis decided to take the instrumental track on the back or off of Barbara's single and record it with a piano player named Floyd Morris playing the melody. And he actually released it before Barbara's version was released. And then he credited it to a group he called Young Holt Unlimited.
There you go.
You know who Young Holt are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah. For those who don't, they were the stand-up bass and drummer behind Ramsey Lewis, and they had their own trio, and they were signed with Brunswick.
That's right.
But the guys that played Soulful Strut were all studio musicians, so they needed to credit somebody. So Carl Davis decided he was going to credit Young Holt and call their group Young Holt Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the ironic thing about that is that neither Young nor Holt are on that Soulful Strut recording, yet they're one-hit wonders.
There you go. They're no-hit, one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
So, yes.
There you go. All right,
and
Bob.
Then, Swing Out Sister actually had the hit with Am I the Same Girl. And they also, of course, had Breakout back
right.
in the 90s.
80s. Yeah, right.
And I think I know the reason why this happened, Roger, because there's another instrumental out there you're probably familiar with called The Horse.
I probably, if I hear it again, it probably, because it's been a while.
You have it there, Dan?
Nah, unfortunately, I'm having problems now.
Oh.
All right. Well, tell me what The Horse is, then.
Okay, well, The Horse is an instrumental that you'd recognize from halftime shows, and if he heard it, he would know it. But The Horse was a song, there was the backside of a song originally recorded in the East Coast, and it was called Love Is All Right by a guy named Cliff Nobles. And the record producer decided we could take the instrumental and we could play, we could put it on the backside and see if we could make a Dance Craze out of it. So the Dance Craze they wanted to make was the horse.
Wow.
And so if you heard the horse, you would recognize it. And the same thing happened with Cliff Nobles. He's a one-hit wonder for the horse. And there's no vocal on the side of the song that everybody knows is the horse.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Bob.
The man is so, a wealth of information.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we'd tell Roger how his favorite instrumental turned in vocal turned into an instrumental, rather.
Yeah, the other way around. All right, Bob.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Take
See you
care.
Next
there
week.
You go. There you go, Bob, with a complete history of all music.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The guy's an encyclopedia.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all awesome, right. though.
708 area code requested this.
Yeah. Nassau's got sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah. But we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right. Funky Nassau, Funky Nassau, Funky Nassau, Funky Nassau, Funky Nassau.
Yeah. For those of you who are not familiar, the name of that song is Funky Nassau, in case you were wondering.
Really?
Yeah. In case you were wondering. That's a great song, too. Haven't heard that one in a long time either. All right. Dino wanted to hear this. We're getting into the disco world right now. Little next couple are disco. They fall into the world of disco.
Get on up on the floor, 'cause we're gonna boogie, boogie, boogie till your dance can't boogie no more. Boogie, boogie no more. You can't boogie no more. Boogie, boogie no more. Listen to the music.
Taste of Honey.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
I'm wondering, that was their only hit, if I'm not mistaken. Taste of Honey only had one hit, and it was Boogie. It was a big hit.
Yeah.
Real big hit. But I think that's the only hit that Taste of Honey ever had. And then, we'll do this one before we break. Another one from the around the same era by an artist who had a lot more than one hit. Yeah, Diana Ross with Upside Down. That was a big hit for her. And big hair. So
yeah.
There you go. She's enormous. She still has enormous hair. Gigantic. All right. So, by the way, you want to jump in? It's 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. And but right now we got a break. We got weather and we got traffic. And then we'll get more to Fly Jams right there if you want to jump in. Again, 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday continues. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your requests and talk and text. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up very soon with the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Fly Jams Friday continues. And Roger, you chose that song,
mm-hmm.
The Intruders, oh, Cowboys to Girls. Song. Yeah, mm-hmm. Classic. Classic song. Hey, by the way, Dan, remember the other day when somebody said that we were talking about the McRib, and they said that the McRib is back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember I said, oh, why aren't they advertising it? There's a commercial every 3 seconds now for the McRib.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. Like, when I got home that morning, I was like, well, why aren't they advertising the McRib is back? It's a big deal. I'm watching TV 15,000 times. I saw the commercial for the McRib.
Is it the same one with the cell phone sitting on the...
Yeah, the cell phone pulls up in a truck. They give the McRib to the girl. They show it every 5 minutes. So, anyway. So the McRib is back for all of you people who are concerned, like me. I haven't had a McRib in a while. I'm going to have to get one or two or three during the course of this.
You can't just have one.
Yeah. So, So anyway, for those, when I was complaining about them not advertising the McRib, they are. They are advertising the McRib a lot. So you know who eats, now you know, Dan, who eats the most McRibs of anybody.
Would that be comedian Vince Moranto?
It would be comedian Vince Moranto. And Vince posts on his Facebook page and his social media pages, every time he gets a McRib, he takes a picture of it and counts down how many he has during McRib season. And as you know, Vince is a regular at Zany's. I've had the pleasure of actually working with him at Zany's a bunch of times. He's a comedian, and he also MCs a lot over at Zany's on Wells, and as well as St. Charles and Rosemont as well. But there happens to be a McDonald's right across the street from Zany's on Wells, right on the corner of North and Wells. So whenever he's working at Zany's, which is very frequently, I believe he just stops in over at North and Wells on the corner, gets himself a McRib beforehand.
And the last picture I saw, I don't have a McRib sandwich. Compared to the one they showed in the commercial, his looked like a double size. Do they have a double size?
They
McRib?
Do not have a double McRib.
It sure looked like a double size.
Maybe he took two McRibs and put them together. And I wouldn't put it past Vince to do that. So, I remember when I worked at McDonald's, that's the McRib was on the menu all the time. It wasn't seasonal in the 80s, in the early 80s when I worked at the place. And we used to, like, cook a bunch of them because they would stay in a marinator. So you'd have, like, a steamer with containers in it filled with the barbecue sauce. And you would cook the meat on the grill and then put the meat into the marinade.
Oh.
And it would sit and cook, you know, and stay hot inside the marinade, inside the sauce. So we would, like, have, you know, one that would be just the sauce, one that would be the sauce with the McRib, and then one with the meat for us. So we would cook the McRibs and rip them up into pieces, throw them in the marinade, and then every once in a while dip in, grab a piece of meat while we were working.
That's why you're hooked.
It's not in the rules to do that. We were breaking the rules, but but I remember when I worked at McDonald's, that's when they introduced, about a year after I started working at McDonald's, because I started working at McDonald's, I think, in 81. I was in high school, 15, 16 years old when I started working at McDonald's. So, 81. And the year after is when they introduced the McNugget. They did not have McNuggets on the menu. And I remember it just went nuts. And I also remember McDonald's, this is ridiculous, McDonald's had a tent at Taste of Chicago to unveil the McNuggets.
Oh, cool.
And my girlfriend at the time, who was much older than me and a manager at McDonald's and my boss.
Hello.
That was a healthy relationship. She had to work the tent, and I went down to meet her, and there were like eight. It was July 4th, and it was completely insane.
God.
And that's when the McDonald's announced the McRib or the McNuggets.
I'll tell you how the difference. And I'm not that much older than you, but the big reveal when I was working the McDonald's was the Big Mac.
Mm.
That came out when.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
talking late 60s.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, 815 area code requested this, then we're going to go to the phone. There you go. All right. Let's go to the phones. Here is Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, in 1968, the Beatles, Hey Jude, and Mary Hopkin, those were the days, contended for number one. And McCartney didn't like that song much, and he kind of resented it knocking his out of number one. So he wrote Goodbye for her and put it on his own label, and it was only a minor hit. But then 6 years later, this same time of year, Wilson Pickett caused Hey Jude to chart again.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her.
Yeah. Great version. Great version. And the Beatles songs that get covered in the world of fly jams is pretty great. We've listened to a lot of those over the years. All right, here's Mac on WGN. Hey, Mac.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, man. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yes, I'd like to dedicate this song to my lovely wife of 8 years, been together for 13. Today's our anniversary, so I'm going to request Anthony Hamilton, The Point of It All.
All right.
I need you.
That's a great song. And happy anniversary to Mac and his wife. And that's for Mac's wife, and that's Anthony Hamilton. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Ted requested this one, and I love this song. This is one of my favorite fly jams. And this is a fly jam from the fly jam era. The fly jam era would be your late 80s, early 90s. That's the fly jam era. And this is one of the flyest of the fly jam era.
Moments that we share. Special times alone just don't ever change. 'Cause I'm so into you, and you know it feels good. Know that you're by my side. It feels good to know that you're there for me. It feels good to know that you're always been around. It feels good to know you love me, show me. Show's still good to me.
That's a great song. Tony, 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 spelled three different ways, Dan. You knew that?
Y-I-N-E.
Y-I-N-E. Tony, Tony, Tony. All right, so the funkiest, tallest white dude I know, Bennett the Business of Funk, has made his weekly request. And what did Bennett the Business of Funk request, DJ Shagru? Oh, great song. So, fun little fact about that song. Listen very closely.
All right, all right, all
right. That's, no, that's a separate. but the first time that that Wooderson pulls up to talk to the redhead in the car, that song's playing, Lowrider. Of course, I can tell you, if you played any song from the soundtrack of Days of Confused, I can tell you the exact scene that they're played in. Every single song that's on the soundtrack, I can tell you what scene it's in. That also, by the way, Lowrider also opens up Up in Smoke, the greatest pot movie ever made. All right, one more before we get out of here, and this was Dino requested this. Dreaming by Will to Power. All right, Roger, thanks,
yes,
man.
Sir.
And we'll have a good weekend.
Okay. You too,
we'll
sir.
Be back on Monday. Movie reviews and My Dad's Joke. And Esmeralda will be back as well. The news is coming up in 6 seconds.